River Country, Keith speaking.
Hopper.
Good morning, Crazy James. How is Crazy James?
I look outside and I see a disturbing amount of frozen dihydrogen oxide, and I don't like it.
Didn't I see you outside yesterday making snow angels?
No.
Oh.
No.
I swear that was you.
Well, you know, if you take a look at, one, you didn't see me do it, and two, they're not really snow angels when I do it, because you've got to look at the top, and there's a couple of horns on top.
Oh, okay.
Right?
So it definitely was you.
Yeah, just lay down, and the snow just melts from the heat.
Mm-hmm.
How about we just talk about what's going on in town?
Yeah, let's.
All right, so today, Friday, over at St. Mark's Church, they are having the prayer shawl knitting at 10. Now, I think this is the last week that they're doing that for this year, and then they're going to pick that back up in January. I think. I'm going to have to double-check that one, but no, don't say, oh, well, Crazy James says it's every Friday. Well, it's usually every Friday, folks. But if you can knit and you're interested in helping out make those prayer shawls, St. Mark's Church at 10 this morning. This afternoon, at 1 o'clock, over at the Children's Resource Center, they've got off to a good start. So if you've got little ones and you're thinking, what is this Children's Resource Center? Why does he keep talking about it? Because you need it. I don't need it. Yes, you do. All right? You might not think you need it, but you do. They help out. It's amazing.
Hey, James. So
yeah.
Do you think Santa Claus might make an appearance at the Children's Resource Council?
At some point, I'm sure he will. I don't think it's this week. At some point, I'm sure Santa will show up at some point, but not today.
Oh.
Yeah. Folks, by the way, clean your chimneys. Make sure Santa can get down there. So that's those two things are happening. Today, tomorrow, Saturday, is they got Let's Get Cooking over at the Children's Resource Center. That's at 1. I do believe you got to pre-register for this one. So just head on over there, folks, and meet the ladies that are in charge over there, and they are next to the Legion here in town, so go check that out. Sunday we got a hockey game.
Mm-hmm.
The Red Wings are battling Slave Lake. What is Slave Lake's team called?
The Ice Dogs.
That's it. Slave Lake's battling the Ice Dogs. I had to think about that for a second. Not used to playing Slave Lake. But that is at 4:30 on Sunday, so come check that out. Some great junior A hockey here in town. Monday, we've got Play and Learn over at the Children's Resource Center. That's at 1. Community Band meets on Monday over at Prairie River Junior High in the band room starting at 6. And the Ag Society is going to be meeting out at the Agplex on Monday as well at 7. So if that's an organization you would be interested in helping, then that's the place to go. And folks, these organizations that I talk about, like the Ag Society and the Chamber of Commerce, Marigold, all these other people, they could always use help. So when I tell you about these meetings, hey, go check it out and see if there's something that you can do. Maybe it's something you'd be good at.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Tuesday, we've got free play over at the Children's Resource Center between 1 and 3. And also on Tuesday is the Teddy Bear game that the Legionnaires are having. That's going to be at 7. They are playing Valleyview.
Oh, so, nice.
Yeah. Yeah. I called one of these games a couple of years ago. It's so much fun. So here, let's kill two birds with one stone, folks. You can go, I think they still have them over at the World Bank. They've got the Stollery Kids Bears.
Okay.
So get the Stollery Kid Bear over at the World Bank. You're helping out the Stollery. And then chuck the bear when the Legionnaires score their first goal on Tuesday. And you can help out that cause there. And I just saw this the other day when the Oil Kings in Edmonton did theirs. They say wrap it up in a plastic bag just to, keep it from absorbing any of the water from the ice.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they get wet and then they get moldy and then you can't use them, right? And that'd be a real shame. So put your stuffed animals that you're going to throw your teddy bears into a plastic bag when the Legionnaires score. And then chuck that onto the ice. So
good
that
advice.
Is, I never thought of it before.
Yeah, I didn't either.
But they were talking about it on the Edmonton News, and I thought, hey, that's a great idea. So, Teddy Bear game is on Tuesday at 7. Wednesday, we've got story time over at the library for the little ones, 3 to 5 years old. That goes from 10:30 till 11. And jumping to the other end of the age spectrum, the High Prairie Golden Age Club is having their meeting at their Golden Age Center at 1:30. So if you're interested in either one of those. And then next Thursday, we've got the High Prairie and Area Chamber of Commerce meeting at Amaro's in the back room there. And that's at noon. And then the museum board is going to be meeting Thursday at 6:45 next Thursday as well. I'm afraid I won't be making that meeting, though, because you know what happens next Thursday?
What happens?
Star Wars.
In other words, what you refer to as Christmas.
Yes, exactly. The best part of December. New Star Wars movie. So, yes, I will be there for that. But, you know, I understand that not everybody's into Star Wars. So If you're not going to be at the theater watching the movie, you know, go check out the museum board and see if there's something that you can help with them. That's what we got going on this week. I'll call you next week, Hopper, but I don't know if there's going to be a whole bunch to talk about for the week going forward, because it's going to be mostly just getting ready for Christmas.
Hey, it's still busy. I give everybody a lot of credit. People are still busy, and people are getting ready for the season.
Absolutely, and that. So we will talk to all of you next week. And if you're not listening next week, folks, Merry Christmas.